hate every day people who say it was preordained from the beginning. There's nothing you can do. It's all in God's hands. And I have to say that I just cannot go along with that. And in the Bible itself, the Bible that these people use to justify their position has several, not one, not two, not three, not four, but several, many instances where God has said, this will happen. And guess what? Because some man did something other than what other men did, it didn't happen. And what about Job? He stood toe-to-toe with God and argued him into submission.
If there really is a devil, that devil exists in the hearts and minds of men and nowhere else. Nowhere else. For if you take man out of the equation, evil ceases to exist.
Turning to Paul, you all know Paul. Everybody at one time has read at least portions of the Bible, and you can't study the Christian religion or even the Jewish religion unless you know who Paul was. He was a mystic and undoubtedly an initiate in some degree of the pagan mysteries. There's no doubt of that, as was John. We find the real teaching even more evident according to the Theosophists and the mysteries. You see, as has been remarked, Paul shows no sign. Listen to me carefully. This is absolutely the truth. Paul shows no sign of ever having heard of the gospel story of the life of Jesus and his crucifixion. Especially in translations from one language to another. And I can prove all throughout the Bible that there have been mistranslations in every English version that I have ever laid my hands upon. So if you believe that your specific version of the Bible is the perfect, inspired Word of God, that is your right to believe that. And you may be right, but you can't prove it, and neither can I, and nobody else can either. But I can prove that in that Bible that you claim is the perfect inspiration of God are mistranslations from the original version in another language.
Now notice, Lucifer was called the son of the morning star. He was also called the morning star. And there is a great mystery here, because Christ also called himself the morning star. But I have been told by those who have been initiated in the mystery schools that Christ and Lucifer are one and the same being. What you believe, of course, is your own business, and it's not my intention to make you believe anything, but rather to impart to you what I have learned over many, many years of study into the secrets of those who worship the ancient mystery religions.
Christ has for sin atonement made.